Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
And we're back for another edition of Drive Time Sports. Right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Always happy to be along with you on the afternoon drive. And today's show, it's a little bit different. We do this from time to time. Fierce Fighting Championship is making its return to the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center this Saturday. Awesome event, the Lightweight Grand Prix Tournament, and it's a card full of action. And we're going to be talking to some of the fighters and, of course, Cody Bunderson, who is the owner of Fierce Fighting Championship and also the promoter. We have Cody joining us in studio right now. Cody, always fun to get you in, always fun to talk about these events. I look forward to it. Break up the monotony of the typical basketball, baseball, football here on the show, and, of course, we get a focus on some of the local fighters, the local events. It's a great time, to say the least. Thank you again for stopping by.
Oh, thank you, brother. I love being here. I love talking about fights. You know, the it's fight week. The energy's building up. I'm probably the most excited I've ever been for any of our fights, considering the Lightweight Grand Prix and the pros that we brought into town from around the country. Man, these are going to be some crazy good fights.
One of the most interesting aspects for me as someone that interviews you is the fact that you're an MMA fan, you're an MMA fighter, now you're an owner and a promoter, and you get to kind of mold these events together. You've seen it from all angles. You know, when the UFC came here to Salt Lake, you were there as a spectator. I know you watch MMA all the time. You've participated in it. So this is your opportunity to take your vision of what you believe fans want and put it on display. And it's worked seven times before, so now you guys have the eighth fight card this weekend, and it's interesting with the Lightweight Grand Prix. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but it's just a different nuance to the sport, and I'm excited to see how this plays out. I'm going to let you explain it to the listeners.
Yeah. So we've taken what we did is our idea was to take eight pros, top guys in the Intermountain West and or West Coast area, and put together a tournament format. And so what we did is over the course of three shows, we have, you know, eight fighters originally scheduled to come in and have the opening round. Four guys would advance to the semifinals, and then from the semifinals, two guys would advance to the finals. Each show, the pay was going to increase per show. And what we've done, what we've never done before too, is add bonuses in for finishes. So if a guy, you know, gets a submission, a knockout, or a TKO, he's going to get rewarded for that. So, you know, there's added incentive for these guys to go out and, you know, finish the fight. So that way they give the fans what they want. You know, they're, you know, in the end, there's $12,000 on the line as the pay scale increases each show. You know, if they finish each fight and get those bonuses, it comes down to the finals in January. Both guys will be fighting. They're going to get just $2,500 to show up regardless. They're going to get $2,500 to win the fight. And then if they finish the fight, they get an added $2,500 bonus. So come January, the winner could walk away with $7,500 in one night, which is basically an unheard of on a regional or even kind of a local promotion. So lots of money on the line, and I know those guys are going to be going for the knockouts, for the finishes, so they can get that added bonus money as well.
Three fights geared towards the Lightweight Grand Prix Tournament on Saturday night. Outside of that, though, you guys have managed to put together quite the card, and I know we're going to talk to a couple of individuals on the show today. We'll talk to Justin Erickson. He'll be going toe-to-toe with Julian Ruiz. This is actually for a belt at 145 pounds.
Yeah. So our current 145-pound champion is Blanca from down here at Fierce. Due to an injury, he was sidelined for the show, and so we're going to still have a belt fight because two of these guys are, you know, two top guys that shouldn't be fighting for anything but a title. And so we're going to basically have those guys fight for a title, and we'll have the winner fight Blanca here on our next show and kind of unify that belt. So great fight. We have actually one of our local fighters from here, Fierce, Nathan Bain, that's going to be stepping in on a short notice to take a fight as well. So we do have a local fighter on the card, and we'd love to see everybody in the community come out and support Nathan. One of the best guys I know. Great father, great husband. Just he's a great human being. So I love that guy to death. And it's kind of something he wants to check off on a kind of a bucket list sort of thing. And but you know, don't let that fool you. He's he can punch hard, he can kick hard. He's got good grappling, and I look forward to Nathan stepping in the cage on this Saturday. But other than that, you know, we've got 8 fights on the card. You know, due to some injuries, we originally had 11 to 12 fights, and it's just kind of how it happens. Is you know, guys training hard, they put their bodies through hell, and that's the nature of the game. And so we lost a few fights, but we still have 8 great fights on the card. You know, title fight, Grand Prix fights, bonuses, you know, it's a great family event, you know, all ages. It's the, if you've never been to one of the fights, the environment in there, it's electric.
It is, absolutely.
It is absolutely cool. We've added some new things to our production side that you guys are going to be able to see with some new lighting and colors, and it's just going to be a whole fun show to come to.
One of the things I've noticed about Fierce Fighting Championship, Cody, is you guys put money back into the event.
Yes.
The event gets bigger every time because you're taking that money, you're putting it back into the event. So as you talk about some of the add-ons and some of the advances that you will see as a spectator this weekend, that's no surprise to me because you guys have done everything you can over the past, what, 3-4 years to grow this promotion to where it's at today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there was a day and a time when there used to be some fights down here that I wasn't a part of, but man, it was the Wild West. They would just grab guys and say, "Hey, show up on this night, and you know, you were gonna fight. You and you were gonna fight."
The Wild West, I like that.
And it was just it was mayhem. Like I couldn't even believe how you know how it was and
barbaric, right?
Barbaric, truly, it was barbaric. But you know. Right here, little old Price, Utah, little old Carbon County, we are bringing in some of the top pros from around the country. And everybody should come take advantage to see some of these guys because I guarantee you, one of these fighters that have come on our show, they're going to be in the UFC. Our welterweight champion right now, Kyle Stewart, he's already fought in the UFC on the Contender Series. He's 10-0. He's the number one ranked welterweight in the country outside of the UFC, and he's basically on the verge of being in the UFC. So plus he has fought on Dana White's Contender Series. So we are bringing in top talent from around the country. This isn't your just average day Joe that doesn't train or, you know, takes this as a hobby. We are bringing guys in that are making a career out of this to come and fight here in Carbon County, Utah. And, you know, if you are a fan of MMA, if you're a fan of entertainment, if you want something fun to do, to bring the whole family out to, come witness some of the top athletes in the country that are going to be rising stars here very shortly.
Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at FierceFightingChampionship.com. FierceFightingChampionship.com. They start at $30 for general admission, $50 for VIP. VIP ticket is definitely the way to go as well because you're going to get dinner. You're going to get a drink out of it as well.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Put you down on the floor closer to the cage versus bleacher seating or standing. And, you know, you get right up there nice and close to the action.
Now, we are going to talk to a couple of fighters on the show today. Again, Justin Erickson will be joining us. Justin is a very interesting fighter on this card. He has not fought in 4 years, and now he's going toe-to-toe with Julian Ruiz. That's going to be a fun story. We're actually going to catch up with Justin next segment. Also on the show a little bit later, we'll talk to Nate Kersley. Nate Kersley is a familiar name with Fierce Fighting Championship. The last time we saw him, he topped Desai Nelson, a local fighter. Nate continues to grow and grow in the sport. And Randy Rowland, who is also a familiar name, he has fought once before the Fierce Fighting Championship card. We're going to talk to both of, all three of those guys, Kersley and Rowland, will go toe-to-toe, so it's always interesting to get perspective from two fighters a couple of days out. And then, Cody, weigh-ins are right around the corner as well.
Yeah, weigh-ins are 6 p.m. down at the Tangerine Eatery. I don't know if you guys have been down there yet. Phenomenal food. Place is super clean. Looks, you know, it's beautiful inside there. Justin Crumple has done a phenomenal job down at the Tangerine. But yeah, we're going to do the weigh-ins down there at 6 p.m. So if you guys want to come down, get a bite to eat. You can watch the weigh-in, watch the fighters, you know, their final preparation before the fights, you know, do the whole show, get their shirts off, stare each other down. May or may not be a little trash talking every now and then, but it's fun. You know, most guys are pretty super respectful, but, you know, yeah, it's fun to see the guys, you know, get right in each other's faces, stare each other down, and that last little final preparation before the fights on Saturday.
We have plenty to talk about. It's a special edition of Drive Time Sports. Again, we're preparing for Fierce Fighting Championships Lightweight Grand Prix. It's going down this Saturday. We're going to break. Local sports update is coming up. Plus, we'll be joined by Justin Erickson over the phone in just a moment, right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Listen to Drive Time Sports weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Special edition of the show. We do this every time we're gearing up for a Fierce Fighting Championship showdown, and coming up the eighth event under the card, it's the Lightweight Grand Prix. We've talked a little bit about that, but now we're going to transition over and talk about an amateur title fight that'll be on the card. And Cody, I'll let you kind of give us the background on this one. Julian Ruiz, who's one of the top in the state at 145 pounds, was originally scheduled to take on Blanco, who suffered an injury. Instead, he gets Justin Erickson.
Yeah, definitely. We're super excited about this fight. You know, Justin Erickson, he's actually Kerry Latimer's cousin, who is how we referred to him. Justin's been fighting for a long time, has a great record. You know, I know he brings a lot of weapons to the table, and I think we're going to see two really good stand-up fighters bang it out and walk away with the title.
We actually have Justin Erickson right now joining us on the phone. Justin, a pleasure to get you on today. Thank you for taking out the time to join us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Justin, you and I were talking a bit off of the cuff, and you said it's been about 4 years since the last time you stepped in the cage. So why the return now?
It's just addicting. It just gets in your blood, you know, once you do it. It's just it's part of your life, you know, and I've been busy working the last 4 years and just figured make one more good run at it and see what happens.
Cody, what was it about Justin? I know you guys are so meticulous when it comes to actually picking the fight itself. You guys go through the matchup process. You guys make sure that the spectators are getting a hardcore, great fight that's going to be entertaining. What was it that stood out to you about Justin, and why did you pick him to fill in for Blanco?
Justin's been fighting for a long time. You know, he's a veteran of the sport. You know, he fought in some of the earlier days and even fought in, you know, some fights when, you know, there wasn't even, you know, kind of records and things around. So he's a gritty veteran, has a great record, brings a wealth of experience, you know, and he markets himself well. And, you know, from a competitive standpoint, you know, everything that I've found out about Justin is, you know, he's a phenomenal striker. And, you know, Julian's also a great striker. And I think when you get two great strikers that step in the cage together, it makes for a fun fight for fans. You know, a lot of times it's all about matchups, you know, and you see a lot of, you know, grapplers versus strikers, and if the grappler ends up imposing the will, it can sometimes be a boring fight for the fans. You know, from a true MMA fan, for me, you know, I love the ground. I love all aspects of it and appreciate, you know, everybody's strengths and assets they bring to the cage. But when you truly get two guys that want to stand up and put the other guy to sleep, it makes it a very fun and exciting fight.
Yeah, Justin, how long have you been preparing to return to the cage and step back in against some steep competition? Because that's what you get in Julian. So how long have you been preparing for this?
I think this is about 6 weeks into it.
6 weeks into it. What's been the most difficult challenge for you as a fighter? What's something that you've struggled with during that time?
You know, I'm a little bit older now. I'm 38. And, hitting the bags and everything, it takes a little bit longer to heal. So that's been a little bit bigger. My cardio's come back pretty good, pretty quick. I lost a little bit of speed over the 4 years, but it's coming back, you know, doing a lot of heavy bag work, doing a lot of strength training, but not bulking, and, you know, just trying to get everything back to where it was. I know it won't be, but I'm trying to hit hard and get a little stamina, because I know we're going to stand up and bang. It's going to be, I think that's both where we want to go, and just stand up and, you know, knock each other out and see what happens.
You mentioned the idea that Julian will want to stand up and go toe-to-toe with you there. Cody's mentioned that as well. Have you had time to focus on Julian, learn a little bit about him, scout him at all, or has this been more of just a focus on you since it's been so long since you've been in the cage?
Yeah, just me. You know, I don't really care what the other guy does. I mean, everything changes once you get punched in the face anyway, so I just train for me and get my body in the best shape I can be before I get in there and do the best I can and see what happens.
Again, we're being joined right now on the telephone by Justin Erickson. He'll go toe-to-toe with Julian Ruiz this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Fierce Fighting Championships Lightweight Grand Prix. This will be a title fight, Cody. A title's going to be on the line, and I know the spectators always get into it a little bit more when a belt's on the line. I don't know why, but it just seems like it punches, it packs a little bit more of a difficult punch.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have some pretty cool belts that the winner of the fight gets. In the amateur ranks, they get an extra two rounds. They go 5 3-minute rounds instead of 3 3-minute rounds. So total time, they can spend the same amount of time in the cage as a pro does, just with shorter rounds. And it's just, it's something prestigious about it. You're going to become an amateur champion, meaning that, you're one of the top, if not the best, 145-pounder in the state. Julian recently just won a title as well for a different promotion, but it was also, that fight got deemed as for the amateur state title. So technically Julian is the 145-pound amateur state Utah state champion. So, one of these guys is going to walk away and, holding kind of that prestigious rank as well.
Justin, when you hear Cody talk about Julian and the fact that he is one of the top 145-pounders here in the state of Utah, does that kind of give you the vibe of you have absolutely nothing to lose coming into this fight at 38 years old, not fighting for the last 4 years? Is that kind of the role that you take on?
Well, it gets me excited. I don't want to fight anyone that isn't the best. That's kind of the way I've always done it in my career, and that's the way I'll always do it till the day that I'm done fighting. I always take the big names, the big fights, and, I like the big show. I don't want to be just a guy on a card. I want to be the main event. I want to be fighting for the belt. I want to be fighting the guy that everybody says they don't want to fight, So that's the way I look at it.
Cody did mention your relation to Kerry Latimer. Has that played any role in your training at all? Have you talked to Kerry? Have you worked with him? Or did that kind of motivate you to come back for this fight? I mean, talk to me about your relation to Kerry.
We're cousins, but we're more like brothers. We grew up together, and, I started fighting before any of them guys did, and he just kept going with it. And, yeah, I talk to Kerry almost every day, and when I'm home in Idaho, then we train every day, and the kid's tough, man. He's a double tough kid, and I like to get in there and bang with him and get on the ground, and he pushes me harder than anyone has, and he's kind of like my role model. I know he says I'm his, but I look up to that kid, and he's done an amazing job in his career fighting.
Justin, once we get to fight night, again, we're just a couple of days away from it. For someone who hasn't done it in as long as you have, what's the fight night, the fight day, I guess, ritual going to be? What's the routine for you once Saturday rolls around?
I wake up and do a little bag work, keep my arms in shape, and do a little leg work, do the same, get a little cardio in, eat a good breakfast, eat some good meals throughout the day, and get a little nap in before the fight, and then go to work.
Is 145 going to be difficult at all for you to hit?
No, I'm about 8 pounds out right now, so I'm perfect.
That's music to your ears, right?
Oh yeah, that's nothing. That's pretty routine. That's even if anything, that's exactly where he wants to be. So that's good to hear.
Cody, before we let Justin go, I want you to go ahead and take the mic and kind of push this fight. Tell me why it's one of the most exciting as far as the lightweight Grand Prix. This obviously doesn't fall into that category, but it's going to be one of the more, I believe, entertaining fights outside of the tournament based on what's at stake.
Absolutely. We got Justin, well-rounded veteran. Julian Ruiz, he's considered one of the top up-and-coming amateurs in the state. I love, hearing Justin say that, he wants the tough fights. In this industry, especially on the pro level, even the amateur level, guys are so worried about their records. Like, it's, if I take that loss, it's the end of the world. And there's so many guys out there that I see with just padded records. And, you see some guys with some really good records, but you go and look at their opponents and who they've beaten, and the most of those wins and things are guys that, who have terrible records. I've seen a lot of pros that they can be 8-0, but their combined wins are against guys with an overall record of 5-20 combined for all opponents, and it drives me nuts to see guys who are not willing to step up and take a risk, take a chance. If you want to be a good fighter, you have to beat good fighters. And, you know, but people aren't willing to step up and take that risk. And so that's me personally when I fight too. You know, I'm not afraid to step up and fight, you know, some world-class guys. You know, I want to test myself against the best in the world. And I love seeing guys that love to test themselves against guys, who are equally as dangerous. So, great to hear that on Justin's part. I know, you know, Julian's training hard. He's ready. This is one of the more fights I'm excited for on the entire night, for the entire card.
Justin, I think the majority of the spectators, at least here locally, that will be in attendance on Saturday probably are unfamiliar with what you have accomplished or what you have done in the field of MMA. So before I let you go, I want you to tell them what they can expect from you on Saturday night.
Don't blink. I don't want to go five rounds, but if it does, then so be it. No, it'll be a good show, man. We're going to go in there and throw hands and give the crowd what they want to see, and, you know, one of us is going to walk away with the belt and face Blanca. So going to be fireworks.
Ideally for you, this ends in the first round, right? Stand up, first round, quick. That's how you want this to end?
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to it. Justin, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Again, that's Justin Erickson. He'll be going toe-to-toe with Julian Ruiz. That'll be for the 145-pound belt at Fierce Fighting Championships Lightweight Grand Prix going down this Saturday. Cody, we got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk with Randy Rowland. He'll be going toe-to-toe with Nate Kersley. I like this matchup a lot.
For sure. Definitely. This is one of the more, if not the best, I think, matchups on the card.
So we're going to talk to Randy Rowland over the phone when we return on the special edition of Drive Time Sports right here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL, AM 750, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Again, a special edition of the show as we are gearing up for Fierce Fighting Championships Lightweight Grand Prix, which is going down Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. You want to make sure you get your tickets right now. They are available online at fiercefightingchampionship.com. Cody, you and I have talked about this particular event now for the last little while, a Lightweight Grand Prix, which is kind of a setup over the course of three shows. That's what makes it so interesting and exciting, and you guys have a lot of money on the table. And I know the fight that we're about to talk about right now, Nate Kersley and Randy Rowland, that may be one of the best fights that we've seen in quite some time, to be honest. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, definitely. We've had both guys on the show before. Both guys have had some crazy impressive wins. Both guys are, you know, two up-and-comers in the sport that could really do anything with it they wanted to reach the highest level of the sport. And, you know, this matchup is probably the best matchup we have as far as the Lightweight Grand Prix goes.
We're talking to Randy Rowland right now, who is actually joining us over the phone. Randy, how you doing today?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Looking forward to Saturday. First off, you and Nate Kersley going toe-to-toe, the opening round of the Lightweight Grand Prix. Before we talk about this fight, for you, this is a pretty a unique opportunity, to say the least, when we talk about the possibility of winning $12,000. I don't know if that was the most enticing aspect of stepping into this Lightweight Grand Prix, but at the same time, it's unique, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, of course, you know. First, I just wanted to fight, and the money is just the second option that I was like, cool, you know, that's what's going to get me in there. But mainly, it's just they offered me a fight, and I was like, heck yeah.
With that being said, basically it's three fights in one, right? I mean, this is so unique that you could actually, you have your next three fights lined up. I mean, Cody, that's out of the norm, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of times, as you know, especially as pros, you know, there's different local promotions and stuff and, you know, regional shows, but there's only so many slots on shows, and sometimes it can be tough. And, you know, again, we were talking about earlier, there's a lot of guys out there that aren't willing to step up and take fights against, you know, good people. And, you know, a lot of people that want to pad their records. And so, you know, when you got a guy that's a killer like Randy, you know, there's definitely gonna be people that would be very hesitant to step in with him, with a phenomenal striker like he is. And, you know, so it's kind of a comforting feeling knowing that, okay, you know, I've got options coming up and not have to worry about not knowing where my next fight's going to come from.
Now, Randy, we have seen you before on the Fierce Fighting Championship cards. Last time, though, you went toe-to-toe with Jordan Marriott. This was a while ago, back in 2017. You closed the show in round two, if I remember correctly. What have you been up to since that point?
Yeah. So after my last fight, I got another fight offer in Colorado. Took it. It didn't really go my way. And then sat down with my coach, and we talked, and we were just like, hey, we should probably just take some time down, you know, refocus, re-get my thing together. And you guys popped up, or Fierce Fighting popped up, and offered me this opportunity, and I couldn't take it. I couldn't say no to it.
The last time you were in the cage, we got to go back to 2017 as well, right? It's been over a year since the last time you fought. Is that right?
Yeah, it's about a year and a half now.
With that being said, how much different of a fighter are you today? What did you pick up on during that year and a half off?
I believe that I'm more mentally there, more calm. You know, I grew up as a fighter. You know, my striking's still there. I got a little bit better on the ground, a little bit better with my wrestling. But mainly, I matured more as a fighter.
The guy you're going toe-to-toe with, Nate Kersley, he has been very active as of late. So you guys are coming in kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum. One guy that's extremely active, one that's been inactive for over a year. Cody, does that play a factor into a fight at all?
Yeah, yes and no. You know, a lot of times, depending on the fighter, like sometimes, like Granny was saying, you know, you need to take time off and you know, refocus and rededicate on, you know, some certain things. You know, you need to listen to your coaches. Say, you know, okay, hey, we need to improve our wrestling or our ground game a little bit, or, you know, we need to, you know, find our passion for this again and, you know, make sure our heart and our head's really in this. And I know Dandy's, you know, definitely dedicated and focused. And, you know, Nate's... you know, he's been on a good roll. You know, Nate got off to not the best of starts in his pro career. He went out 0-2. And then since then, he's rolled off 4 wins in a row, 3 of which has been on our show. And that's, for me, that I know Nate personally too. And he just, it's just because of his hard work. That guy is just, you know, he's dedicated. This is something that he loves to do. And, you know, he's just consistently, you know, continuing to work and train in different places and get better and better. And so, you know, I don't think the Randy's layoff is going to play a factor into this fight at all. Just, you know, knowing, you know, we're going to see 2 high-level pros go in there and, you know, bang it out. And but I really don't think it'll play a factor into this fight.
Randy, is cage rust something that you're concerned about at all?
No, not at all. No, back at Factory X, all we do is on Friday nights, it's get in the cage and pretty much you're fighting. No, we got the entire team surrounding the cage, music blaring, so it feels like you're at an event. And then I've been training with some top high-level guys coming out from Ohio, and then, you know, Steven Snyder from Utah has been out, and then all my other main training partners too. So, you know, it's already been a fight. This is easy on Saturday now.
Again, we're being joined right now over the telephone by Randy Rowland as we talk about his upcoming bout this Saturday against Nate Kersley. Randy, let's talk about Nate. Cody talked about the impressive winning streak that he's been able to kind of rally off after starting 0-2. What do you know about Nate?
So last time I fought out in Utah at the FFC event, he fought right after me. He fought Bobby King, I believe. And, you know, I know he's a tough, durable kid that likes to put on a show. Long, lanky dude that just keeps coming forward. And, you know, I got to be on my game to be able to stop it.
Cody, when we talk about Nate, this is a guy that was a Division I wrestler. But over the last 3 fights that I've seen from Nate, he's kind of gone away from that wrestling a little bit. I mean, really, for me, I've been more impressed with what he has been able to do on his feet rather than what he's been able to do on the ground. And I guess that's kind of the evolution of what we've seen of Nate.
Yeah, definitely. You know, over the, you know, we saw with Sai this last time, you know, he started utilizing his wrestling a little bit more.
But
he definitely used his striking too. His last 3 fights, you know, he is you know, vastly improved his striking from where it started out. You know, he's throwing good, clean, straight punches. You know, he's has some good head movement in the pocket, and you know, it's definitely a night and day difference from where Nate started at. But I think you're starting to see him also go back to some of his wrestling roots too. But and that's his wrestling has gotten better because his striking has gotten better. His hands are setting up his takedowns, and you know, when you can actually threaten with you know, good strikes from the feet, it opens up that takedown game as well. And so that's kind of been the evolution of what Kersley, where he is, from where he was to where he is now.
So, Randy, you just heard Cody give a brief scouting report, I guess we could say, on Nate Kersley. With that being said, what's the ideal fight for you? If you see this playing out in your head, how do you want to approach this fight, and how do you plan on grabbing that W on Saturday?
You know, it's no surprise to people that I'm going in there to try and knock somebody out. I've had over 20 fights, and more than half of those have all been wins by knockout. So, you know, I'm no stranger to having people shoot on me all the time. I've been told the other day that, you know, me striking usually turns everybody into wrestlers. So the only way that I see this ending is me knocking him out. And I see it maybe going three rounds, but if it doesn't, it's going to end pretty quick.
Cody, this could be the fight of the night. I think hands down could
For
be
sure.
the fight of the
it's,
night.
On paper right now, this is probably my pick.
Randy, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us on the air. I'm going to let you try to sell some tickets right now. Tell the people what they could expect to see in this fight between Randy Rowland and Nate Kersley Saturday night.
All right, Price, Utah, get ready. Blake's is coming through. You know, if you've never seen me fight before, please come out and buy your tickets now and watch us all put on a show. And I want to say thank you to the fans that already have bought their tickets. And don't be surprised if you see some knockouts on Saturday night.
Randy, a pleasure as always. Thank you again for the time. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Cody, we talked to Randy. Again, this has the potential to be the fight of the night. I think it's only right that we take a break. We come back, and we'll be joined by Nate Kersley, who is always good for an interview. We've gotten some great sound bites out of Nate, so I'm looking forward to that. Well, we'll talk more Nate Kersley, Randy Rowland, and Fierce Fighting Championships Lightweight Grand Prix, which, again, is going down this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Cody, tickets are on sale right now.
Yeah, right now you can go get tickets at fiercefightingchampionship.com. Tickets will be available at the door. Last few events have always sold out, so don't wait till the night of the fight to get your tickets. Get your tickets in advance. Secure your seat. As always, tickets $30 GA, VIP $50. Comes with a meal and a drink.
We got more coming up right here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Zero name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks. That's why I ain't got no.
Back on this special edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Again, gearing up for Fierce Fighting Championships Lightweight Grand Prix going down this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. The gates will open at 5 p.m. The event will start at 6, and again, you can get your tickets at fiercefightingchampionship.com right now. Cody, last segment, we talked to Randy Rowland, and now we're going to bring in Nate Kersley, his opponent. You and I talked briefly about Nate last segment. Randy talked about him a little bit as well. A kid that we've seen a lot of growth from in his very short, what, 5-fight professional career at this point in time?
Six fights. He's 4-2 now. But yeah, man, I have nothing but great things to say about Nate as a fighter, as a friend, as a fan. The guy does it the right way. You know, he lives the martial arts lifestyle. He lives the MMA lifestyle. He is, you know, trains with great people. He is, you know, consistently evolving his game. You know, from top to bottom, you know, good striking, good jiu-jitsu, good wrestling. You know, it's been fun to see Nate grow as a fighter, as a person, as a friend. Like, I, you know, nothing but great things to say about Nathan. I love that guy, and we look forward to getting him back on the show again.
Again, we're being joined right now by Nate Kersley over the phone. Nate, great as always to get you on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Nate, I think the last time I talked to you, it was following the fight here in Carbon County at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center, as you took out Cy Nelson by a unanimous decision. Since that point, you've added yet another victory to your professional career. So now you're sitting at 4-2 after starting 0-2. You've gone on a little bit of a tear here as of late.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a lot more focused, taking the sport a lot more serious than I was my first two fights. You know, I didn't know if it was something I wanted to do, but now it's definitely something I want to do. You know, like, it just kind of get those two losses definitely give me a lot more drive. to really become a better martial artist, you know.
We just talked to Randy Rowland about this. You guys are coming in on opposite ends of the spectrum. He has been inactive for close to a year and a half. You, on the flip side, as you and I were talking about during that last commercial break, you've been fighting every couple of months, it seems like. And so that, to me, is a unique variable going into this fight. Randy, long layoff. You just keep plugging along, and you're fighting every couple of months.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what's ironic about it all is the same night that Randy Rowland last fought was actually when I lost to Bobby King, one of the top lightweights here in Utah. So, I mean, I'm a whole different fighter than I was a year and a half ago. That was in January of about a year and a half ago. So, yeah, I mean, the last time that he fought was when I lost that fight and gained all that drive. You know, you lose so much, but you also, you know, you gain a lot, too, from those losses. And, you know, I realized that, you know, I want more from the sport. So I put a lot more grit into it, you know what I'm saying?
This is also interesting as far as redemption goes. I mean, you have two losses on your professional career, and there's a chance that you could see both fighters that you've lost to over the next couple of months in this lightweight Grand Prix tournament. That's got to be somewhat motivating for you, right?
Oh, extremely motivating. There's nothing more that I want than to avenge those losses. You know, you also see how far I've improved and how far I've become as a fighter. You know, I really, really would love to see Dustin Jenkins in that next fight. It's either Dustin Jenkins or Tanner Cowan, of which both I've fought. I beat Tanner Cowan, in October of last year. And Dustin Jenkins was my first professional fight. And, like, I hadn't fought since 2011 before that. And that was my first pro fight. I just went straight into pros. I said, I'm not going to fight amateur. I'm not going to fight for free. I feel like I got the skill set, and I'm a Division I wrestler. To take off from there, you know, and I was a little bit not necessarily overconfident, but definitely inexperienced, definitely against Dustin Jenkins. And, you know, this opportunity is huge for me. I mean, either way, I don't really care. I'm preparing for the best fighters in the world. So whether it's Dustin Jenkins, Tanner Cowan, Bobby King, whoever it is, Randy Rowland, you know, I'm ready. I'm focused. It doesn't really matter who it is because I train to fight the best in the world, to fight anyone, anytime. So
I've got to see you grow, Nate, inside the cage, and it's been a lot of fun. You're one of the fighters I look forward to most now when they step into the cage, just because I've seen how you have evolved in that particular field. With that being said, you mentioned not fighting any amateurs, going right to the professional ranks and losing the first two bouts. It sucks to lose, there's no question, but I almost feel like had you not suffered two losses, we wouldn't see the Nate Kersley that we see today.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. You know, like I said, those two losses pushed me to a different place, you know. So definitely, you know, I'm on a tear. I feel like I'm going to continue being on a tear, and I got big goals. I got medium goals, and I got big goals, and I'm just going to keep hitting them, you know what I'm saying? Just keep training hard, keep my nose to the grindstone, keep fighting. And I'm really excited about this opportunity, too, because there's finish bonuses, you know, so it gives me that extra incentive to really get things done. And, you know, like, that's what I've learned. What I've learned a lot from my fights is never to have really expectations going into fights. Like, I really want to, after my fight against Nephi, I wanted, like, my next fight, I want to knock the guy out, so knock him out. And I'm like thinking, oh, I'm gonna get this knockout. It doesn't come. As I've grown as a fighter, I've realized not to have expectations, just to step in the cage and go after it, get after it, not worry about their game, just do my game, do me, and you know, that's how I'll win. So going to go in there and bang, no matter what happens, whether I get a submission, a knockout, whatever, I'm just going to keep grinding for that win, just grinding. That's it.
It is unique, Nate, going into a lightweight Grand Prix tournament, because if you take care of business, your next two fights following Saturdays are predetermined already. You have a time frame as to when you're stepping back into the cage. From a fighter's perspective, is that nice? Is it easy on the mind knowing that, okay, you have steps now to take in the cage at the professional ranks?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. It gives me kind of a clear-cut vision of exactly what I want. When I'm going to be fighting, you know, I can envision that. I can envision what the weather's going to be like. I can envision, you know, what it's going to be like to step in the cage, where it's going to be at, et cetera, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely a huge plus, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
As far as the training regime for this particular event, is it any different? I mean, you've been so active over the last year or so in the cage. Has anything changed for you? Do you scale it back, or do you just keep going, you know, full force?
I just keep going full force, you know, and just work with my team, work with my coaches, and basically just go with the flow. You know, whatever they're telling me to do, whatever they believe that's going to make me better, I'm gonna do that. And I'm going to push through. And, you know, I'm doing things on my own, too. You know, I'm running up mountains. I'm keeping my cardio up. I'm hiking up into high elevation, up into Mount Wire, you know, all over the mountains in Salt Lake City Valley. So I'm up there, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing whatever it takes, you know, to become the best fighter it can be, you know. And it's a huge opportunity for me, too. If I win this tournament, it puts me at 7-2. And I really believe that's going to give me looks into other bigger organizations. And, you know, I really feel like Fierce has our back as far as the Utah fight community is. They want to produce high-level fighters. You know, they want to see their fighters go into the upper echelon. You know, I want to fight in UFC. I want to fight in Bellator. I want to fight whatever, one championship, whatever the biggest organization, whatever one wants me. PFL, my homies are fighting in PFL, too. That, whatever it is, I know that this is a great opportunity that Fierce has provided me to get to the next level. You know, I'll keep fighting for Fierce however long, whoever. I'll fight for whoever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I truly believe that they have our back as far as the evolution of Utah fight community is concerned. So it's a great opportunity. I really appreciate Fierce being there for us.
I know that you're not from the Price area. You have ties to Utah Valley. You were just talking about Salt Lake, but you've appeared on so many Fierce Fighting Championship cards now. I almost feel like there is a following growing for Nate Kersley here in town. So you're not a hometown fighter, but I think you're going to have the hometown crowd behind you on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love the city of Price. I love the town of Price. You know, whatever you want to call it. It's a hard, blue-collar, working-class town, you know? That's what I am. I'm a working-class man. I have a job. I also train every day, but I have a job, and I go to work every day. I like to work, you know? I like working hard. I like going to work and feeling like I accomplished something today after training, you know? And my work life's easy because I have mixed martial arts in my life. And I go and I train, and I know this is going to be basically the hardest thing I do all day. So there's nothing I know that's going to break me at work in a regular workplace. And I know that's what Price is about, man. Working class people, man. I love the town of Price, man. They're all hardworking people. You know, there's good people out there. And I've been going down to Price since I live in Utah. I climb at Joe's Valley every once in a while. I go down there after my fight. I want to kick it at Joe's Reservoir and maybe jump in the water and whatnot after that victory. But yeah, I mean, I got a lot of love and respect for the town of Price, all the people there. Even though I remember, you know, my last fight against Sai, I could hear a lot of people cheering for Sai, you know. It's all good. Sai's a good man. You know, I get it. But, you know, I hope they're going to be cheering me on when I'm in that cage this time.
Yeah, I definitely think they will. Nate, it's a pleasure to get you on and talk with you once again. Best of luck on Saturday night. And again, thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And have a nice day.
Jody, when you match make this particular fight, this one gets you excited?
For sure. For sure. You know, we got Randy, who's known for knockouts. Nate who's just been on an absolute tear. You know, he's shown that he can stand up and strike with people, with great strikers. He's shown that he can take it to the ground, use great jiu-jitsu, great wrestling. Guys complete from top to bottom. And we're taking two definitely high level pros, putting them together. And, you know, it's, man, I can see this fight going in a number of different ways. But I've definitely, you know, fans should be on the lookout for this fight as a potential fight of the night.
You know, it's I'm sure as a matchmaker, there are times where you have to hope a little bit when you put a fight together. And then I'm sure there are some that you're like, well, look, doesn't matter what happens, this one's going to be entertaining. And yes, that's probably a fair assessment, right?
Yeah, no doubt. This, you know, at the level that these guys are at, you know, nothing's going to be easy for one of them. You know, no one's going to just go and take anything from each other. These are two guys that are, it's going to have a chess match come Saturday night. And I think it's going to come down to, you know, potentially a war of attrition or really who can dig down deep. And, you know, man, this guy is, you know, he won't back down. I won't back down. And we're going to see who can reach down and dig the deepest who will ultimately prevail in this fight.
Jody, we're just about out of time. I want you to go ahead and go over the card one more time. First round of the lightweight Grand Prix tournament, we get three fights in that regard. Tell me the three fights.
Yeah, we have Dustin Jenkins versus Michael Garcia. Two guys, both undefeated in their amateur careers. Both have the same records, 2-1 as pros. Man, that's a...
You get giddy over this fight,
ooh,
too.
Buddy, yeah, that fight is... another two guys that have definitely have the potential to reach the highest level of the sport. We have Nate and Randy. We just talked to those guys. And then we have Bobby King and Kerry Latimer. Kerry's Justin's cousin, we talked about earlier. Bobby King, who's been on the show before. Bobby actually holds a win over Nate Kersley. Nate's looking to get some redemption on that. Dustin Jenkins also has a win over Nate Kersley. So those are two of Nate's losses, you know, from his early start. But Nate's a completely different fighter now, too. So this tournament offers a lot for redemption for, you know, some people, and for some people to solidify it and say that, no, I'm still the better fighter. So it's, you know, an amateur title fight, a local guy from Fierce here on the card, some other local amateurs coming from around the state. And it's going to be a fun night, a fun family night, and probably going to be the best card we've ever put on.
Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them online at fiercefightingchampionship.com. What's remaining will be available at the door, but Cody, in the past, you guys haven't had any tickets remaining at the door.
Yep. Last fight sold out. You know, I don't want to be the guy that says, sorry, we're at maximum capacity. The fire marshal is going to shut us down. So get your tickets right now. Otherwise, pick them up at the door. Get them from any fighter on the card as well. They get a percentage of ticket sales. So it goes to help assist in their training and them living that life. Cause you know, it's a lot of sacrifice to be able to train and be a full-time fighter. And so all that money can definitely help a fighter. So get tickets from them, get them from online at fiercefightingchampionship.com, or get them at the door Saturday night.
Cody, it's always so much fun to put these special shows together. Thank you again for lining up the interviews with the fighters. And of course, you've taken out the time to come on down here and join the show. Always fun. And we'll see you on Saturday night.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll see you Saturday.
We have more Drive Time Sports coming up tomorrow. Same time, same place, 4 to 5 p.m. We'll be back to the regular scheduled programming, but always fun to talk Fierce Fighting Championship. For Cody Butterson, I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. We are out.
Listen to Drive Time Sports weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m. KOAL.